今天我要跟大家思想一个题目，就是主再来的重要。
Today, we would like to consider with you the topic of the importance of the second coming of the Lord.
那么首先我们先来看一段经文作为一个开始。
Let us first look at a particular passage as an opening.
让我们打开彼得后书第三章。
Let us flip to 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们来读一段经文，给我们有一个正确的思想。
And we will use this verse as a way to guide our thoughts and set the tone.
我们打开彼得后书第三章，我们从第三节开始念。
We'll be reading from 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们从第三节，第三节第一要紧的是，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖以来，万物以起初创造的时候仍是一样，他们故意忘记，从太祖凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水成了地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，滞留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄们，有一件事情你不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是言单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦，乃是愿人人都悔改。但主的日子好像贼来到一样，那日必有大有响声，废去有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意聚在其中。14节，弟兄，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然盼望这些事，就应当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主，并且要以我们主长久忍耐为得救的应由。我们读到这里。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. Knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing. Following their own sinful desires, they will say, where is the promise of his coming?For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly.But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Verse 14, Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him,without spot or blemish, and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you, according to the wisdom given him.
好，我们读到这里。 今天我们要谈的题目是主再来的重要。
Today we are considering the topic of the importance of the second coming of Christ.
主会再来吗？
Will Christ come again?
主再来对我们重要吗？
And is it important to us?
如果主再来，我们应该怎么样准备自己？
If indeed he's coming back, how should we prepare?
主什么时候再来？
When will he come back?
再来的时候他要做什么？
And when he does come back, what will he do?
这些都是非常重要的问题。
All these are questions that are very important to us.
所以主再来对我们今天有没有意义呢？
Is there meaning to us today that that Christ is coming back?
如果主再来，他要做什么？他要审判世界，这样我们应该怎么样预备？这些都是我们要问的问题。
What's he coming back to do? If he's coming back to judge the world, how should we prepare ourselves?
今天呢，
These are all important questions.
我们不大注意这些问题了。
But today we don't think about these things very often.
因为主再来好像非常遥远。
Because it seems like the second coming of Christ is far away.
主再来对我们好像没有直接的影响。
It seems far removed and unrelated to us.
但是我们要问，今天我们的世界是越来越安全还是越来越危险？
Well, we need to ask ourselves, is the world becoming safer or more dangerous?
今天我们的世界越来越安全吗？
Is the world becoming more safe?
你感觉到安全吗？
Do you feel safe?
这个人出现你就不怎么安全了。
When this guy shows up, maybe you won't feel so safe.
现在我们就受到这个北韩的这些制造这个火箭啊，这个核子能炸弹等等影响。
Today we are influenced or affected by the amassing of military power of North Korea.
所以我们大家都在关注这个很重要的问题。
And so the whole world is watching this.
那么不但是这样呢，这个中国的这个强人呢，这些迟到很多人都开始感觉到担忧。
We also see how the leader of China has consolidated his power and is making people nervous.
但是不只是这个，但是这个问题不只是中国的问题，其实很多人只针对中国，但是它不定是中国的问题，苏联本来就是很多的问题。
But this is not unique just to China, because in Russia.These same issues have surfaced.
苏联的强人这大家都已经公认了，但是而且呢，他不但是在苏联普丁的权力非常大，而且呢，他现在一直影响美国的这个竞选。
We all know the strong man of Russia, Putin, but not only is he the strong man in Russia itself, we see that Russia is having an influence on the elections in the U.S.
所以这个强人的这个政治呢，现在已经。以前我们非常注意这个民主，现在呢，整个局势是越来越趋向强人执政。
This the paradigm has shifted towards the strong man.
所以呢，我们看到中国的这个崛起，我们也看到苏联的崛起。那么在现在出现的这个沙特阿拉伯。这最近的他们抓了11个王子，还有这个最有钱的沙特阿拉伯的这个亿万富翁也被囚禁，这些都是强人的政治的结果。
This theme has we see this as well in the Middle East and recently where the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was had thrown all these princes and extremely rich and powerful people in jail for corruption.
所以我们的世界是越来越安全还是越来越危险呢？
So is our world becoming safer or more dangerous?
当你看到这个链孔的时候，就可能就觉得不怎么安全了啊。
Again, when you see this face, you might feel that it's not becoming safer.
所以我们的世界到底变成一个怎么样的世界？
What is our world becoming to?
那个世界是我们朝哪一个方向去呢？
What direction is the world going in?
当然，我们当911事件发生之后呢，整个世界都改变了。
We know that when 9/11 happened, the entire world was changed.
所以我们的世界已经变得越来越奇怪了。
Our world has become weirder and weirder.
那个恐怖主义到处都出现，你看到巴黎有恐怖主义，你看到这个英国的伦敦也有恐怖主义，你看到这个纽约也有恐怖主义。
And we see terrorism everywhere in the world. We see attacks in Paris, we see attacks in London, and we see attacks in New York.
所以我们的世界是越来越安全吗？
Is our situation becoming safer?
甚至人民，我们也看到许多的这个枪械的问题，在美国呢，枪杀事件频频的出现。
And as often as these things happen, so do mass shootings in the U.S.
特别是拉斯维斯加这个枪杀事件，这无辜的杀了许多的人，这些都是很莫名其妙的这些的局面。
Most recently, a mass shooting occurred in Las Vegas in the U.S. where a gunman killed all these innocent people.
那么当然，我们也看到这个自然界的这个灾害出现。
We're also seeing natural disasters occur.
当然，现在已经很多人忘记了，在才前不久亚洲的这个海啸 tsunami 来的时候，多少人死亡。
Perhaps now it's a distant memory, but not long ago there was the tsunami in Southeast Asia that killed many people.
而且呢，有一个大的这个龙卷风从美国的南部佛罗里达经过呢，也是扫掉很多的屋子都被毁坏。
Let's not forget the Hurricane Irma that swept through the U.S. From Florida, destroying lots of houses.
那么我们也看到，过去才不久以前，在日本的核子能的这个发电厂出现很多的危机。
And again, not long ago, we saw the nuclear reactor or the destruction of the nuclear reactor.
所以，请问我们的世界是朝什么方向去
？So again.What direction is the world going in?
我们到底这个世界会变成一个怎么样的世界呢？
What is this world becoming?
其实呢，我们要知道，原来呢，世界上所有的宗教都有讲到这个世界的结局。
In fact, we realize that just about every major religion in the world has predicted the end of the world.
犹太教、基督教、回教、新宗教、佛教呢，其实都有提到这个世界将来要被毁灭。
This end of the world has been predicted in Judaism, in Christianity, in Islam, in Hinduism, and in Buddhism.
你会觉得很奇怪，为什么世界所有的宗教都朝这个方向去？
Isn't it curious that all these major religions have all gone to the same direction?
哲学家说，一个人呢不能够想一个不存在的东西。
Philosophers say that a person cannot consider something that doesn't exist.
如果这个东西不断的出现的话呢，而且不同世界不同的人都有这种心底下心里面呢觉得有这个东西会出现呢，是不是这个东西本来就已经会有，所以不同的人不同的时代总是有一种感觉到世界一定朝毁灭 的方向去呢？
If this is a recurring theme across generations, across different countries and regions, does this in fact exist already?
所以但是我们作为基督徒，我们要的是从圣经里面看，圣经里面怎么样看世界的终局。
As Christians, however, we want to find out what the Bible says about the end of the world.
所以最重要的是我们要从神的话语里面看，神怎么说世界最终会有怎么样的结局。
The most important is what God's word says about the end of the world.
所以来到世界的结局的时候，世界是怎么样终，怎么样了结，我们要怎么样预备。
And as we approach that end, how do we prepare ourselves and how do we understand?
当然如果你不信神就没有世界世界的这个结局这个事情。
Of course, if you do not believe in God, then this idea of the end of the world may not apply to you.
虽然是如此，但是现在我们也知道全世界所有的国家所预备的这个武器呢，足够把整个地球炸了几百倍。
At the same time, we see the amassing of all the military might around the world. We know that together, all that arsenal is able to destroy the world.
所以，到底圣经里面有没有讲到世界的末结局、世界的末了呢
？So does the Bible indeed speak of this end of the world?
肯定的有。
It most certainly does.
所以，当神在讲到世界的末了的时候呢，我们信徒。会结果会怎么样呢
？And as God's word speaks of the end of the world, what does it say about believers?
所以我们要预备，我们要知道圣经里面有没有讲到这个世界的末了，我们怎么样预备？如果你不想预备，你有没有为你的孩子预备，为你的下一代预备将来要面对的这些问题
？And as God's word speaks of this end of the world, how are we preparing ourselves?How are we preparing our children and the generations after?
是的，圣经我们知道将来，圣经很清楚讲将来有这个世界的结局是毁灭的。
We know that the Bible is extremely clear that the end of the world will come.
这我怎么知道圣经是准确的呢？圣经是可靠的呢
How do we know that the Bible is dependable?
所以我们要知道圣经里面的话是不是这样重要，讲到将来的时候呢，我怎么知道我可以信靠圣经里的话？
If indeed this is so important, I need to know how it is I can believe and trust in the Word of God.
当然我们感谢主，我们知道主耶稣，圣经里面告诉我们主耶稣来到世界上，圣经告诉我们主耶稣，圣经里面预言主耶稣的第一次降临。
First of all, we need to be thankful that the Lord had come for us, and the Bible says, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to earth the first time.
所以当我们思想到神的话的时候呢，是我们的根基，我们就要依靠神的话去看将来的结局。
And so, the Bible and God's word needs to be our foundation in order for us to look into the future.
圣经里面很清楚讲到神的话一点一画都不能废弃，都要成全。
The Bible is clear when it says that not an iota or a dot will pass away from the law until all.
所以我们可以依靠神的话来预备我们这个世界的结局。
And that gives us faith that whatever God's word says will be able to help us prepare.
圣经里面也告诉我们神的话安定在天，知道永远，诗篇119篇89节。
Psalm 119:89, it says, Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
所以我们知道神的话一定会成就，所以我们要读神的话，知道将来会有怎么样事情发生。
And this tells us that God's word will be accomplished, and therefore we need to follow it.
而神的话告诉我们是什么呢？将来神的话给我们看到，将来神的话告诉我们，原来 主耶稣第一次再来的时候，圣经早就预备，其实圣经在主再来前好几百年前，甚至到1000年，已经预言主耶稣的第一次降临。
In fact, we see that the Bible has already had predicted the coming of Christ well before he arrived.
所以在以赛亚书，在主耶稣还没有来之前，以赛亚书已经讲到说，他说在第7章44节说，我要给你们一个兆头。 必有童女怀孕生子，你要给他起名叫做以马内利。
In Isaiah 7:14 it says, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
我们在这个时代，我们读圣经，我们知道每一句话、每一个字都是这样应验。
We know in this world that every verse and every word in the Bible will stay.
童女生子就是童女生子，他不会把它改变，没有预解，没有 spiritualize， 没有把它这个灵异化 spiritualize。 他的预言呢，对主耶稣的预言，每一个字都是按照他的字意解，按照 literal interpretation， 而不是把它变。
The prediction that Christ will come again was fulfilled down to every word.
所以童女生子就是指 virgin birth. 是，你怎么解释？没有人可以明白，就是这样。
The virgin birth cannot be explained, and nobody can understand it.
当我们不明白的时候，我们不可以把它 spiritualize， 把它灵异化。
But when we don't understand it, we cannot spiritualize it or allegorize it.
所以你不要以为这个觉得很奇怪。 是的，圣经就是神用一个人既然不可能事情发生的，很多人都说童女是不可能生子的，所以神用一个不可能事情来显出一个很重要的这个意象或者一个 sign， 这个兆头，就是这样才知道主耶稣的到来。
And like in the virgin birth, the Lord used something so completely unbelievable, something that you could not a miracle in order to show the world that this is a sign.
所以年轻人，你不要去跟你妈妈讲说，哦，我现在童女生子，好像没有这回事，只有一次而已，没有第二次。
So young people don't say, I have a virgin birth. There was just one virgin birth.
但是不但是这样，神在找给我们看到那个 sign 那个兆头的时候，童女生子，神是在圣经里面有预言，主耶稣在伯利恒。 出生，他果然是在伯利恒出生，在弥赛亚这个弥迦书5:2.
In addition to this sign of the virgin birth, the predictions were so detailed that it said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
神，主耶稣果然是在伯利恒生。
And indeed, he was born in Bethlehem.
不但是这样，主耶稣也预言他会骑驴子进入耶路撒冷。他果然是骑驴子进入耶路撒冷。
The Bible predicted that Jesus would enter Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, and that indeed was true.
每一个字都是照这个字，圣经的预言都照他的字句来应验。
Every single prediction in the Bible had been fulfilled down to its word.
主耶稣在预言将来他的跟他一起吃饭的人会出卖他，他果然是他这个犹大跟他一起吃饭的人会出卖他。
Jesus predicted that the person one of the people eating with him would one day betray him, and indeed that happened.
那么圣经里面在这个撒迦利亚书11章12节里面讲到说，他预言将来主耶稣会被出卖，是用30块银子被出卖，他果然是被30块银子出卖。
In Zechariah, Jesus said that he would be betrayed by 30 pieces of silver, and that indeed was the case.
所以你看到圣经里面提到将来要发生的事情，特别是主耶稣身上的每一个事情呢，每一个预言呢，都是按照字面的解释来应验。
Each and every one of these prophecies in the Bible were fulfilled right down to their very detail.
而且这些预言呢，是在主耶稣还没有出现之前的几百年，甚至几千年，已经写下来了。
In fact, these prophecies were written down hundreds, if not thousands, or a thousand years before Jesus arrived.
以赛亚书53章那边讲到，主耶稣会被列在罪犯之中，他果然是被列在两个强盗之间。
Isaiah said that Jesus would be numbered amongst the transgressors, and indeed he was crucified beside two criminals.
诗篇22篇16节讲到，他的手跟脚会被钉刺透炸下去，他果然是被这个他钉十字架的时候，他手跟脚果然被钉刺透。
Psalm 22 prophesied that Jesus would be pierced by his hands and his feet, and that's what happened on the cross.
那么他也讲到诗篇22章18节，讲到说主耶稣当时候的外衣跟里衣呢，都会被他们来研究来分，果然也是这样事情发生。
Psalm 22 said that they would divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots, and that indeed happened.
而且呢，在诗篇34篇20节讲到主耶稣的骨头一根都不折断。 果然，他的身体的骨头一根都不折断，反正他两个强盗在他旁边的脚被打断。
In Psalm 34:20, it was prophesied that not one of his bones would be broken, and indeed that was true when the two criminals beside him had their legs broken.
所以你会发现到这个不可能的，主耶稣每一个预言，圣经里面讲到耶稣的预言，每一个都应验。
This is just, it cannot be. You will find that every single prophecy in the Bible was fulfilled right down to their details.
而且每一个字，每一根骨头，每一句话都应验。
Every single thing, whether it was the breaking of his bone, everything was fulfilled perfectly.
以赛亚书53章9节说，他死的时候要以柴主同葬。以赛亚书离开主耶稣出生呢，有。 几百年甚至到1000年的历史，他怎么会知道呢？这就是叫做神的话。
In Isaiah, written hundreds, if not a thousand years before Jesus had come to earth, says that with a rich man he will be buried in his death, and that was in fact the case.
所以我们看到神在讲圣经里面，神的预言里面讲到有关这个耶稣的每一个预言呢，都在。 都应验，而且是按照字面的意思应验。
We see that every prophecy of Jesus outlined in the Bible has been fulfilled.
那么我们也看到，那个是讲到主耶稣第一次再来。
Now that spoke about the first coming of the Lord.
但是当主耶稣讲到主耶稣的第二次再来的时候，在旧约里面不是很清楚。不过我们看到有很多有关这样的预言。
But in the second coming of Christ, it's not so clear in the Old Testament. However, throughout the Bible, we see a lot of those prophecies.
这样想到主耶稣第二次再来的时候，他提到主耶稣要做什么呢？要坐在大卫的宝座上，要治理这个国家，而且要天下要太平。这样的预言呢，在旧约里面不断的出现，但是到今天我们还没有看到它实现。
In Isaiah 9:6-7, it says that it speaks of Jesus in this way, of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
意思是说，主耶稣第一次再来，第一次降临的时候呢？ 已经预言了，而且是按照这句面，但是有一些有关耶稣的预言呢还没有实现，这些什么时候实现呢？应该是主第二次再来的时候会实现。
This tells us that as much as his first coming was predicted to such great detail, it also tells us that there are certain parts of the prophecy that have not been fulfilled and will be fulfilled when he comes again.
什么意思呢？是主耶稣讲到主耶稣要统治世界这件事情还没有预计，还没有实现。
For example, this says that Jesus will have dominion over the world. This has not happened yet.
特别是他讲到说，他这个耶稣他要统治整个世界，要来到。他讲的知道第几第八节，这个诗篇第二章第八节讲到他的统治要统治整个世界都没有出现过。
This is underscored in Psalm 2 verse 8 where it says, Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. This speaks of Jesus' complete dominion over the earth and it has not happened.
所以我们看到这些事情会发生吗？一定会，但是呢，不是主耶稣的第一次再来，是第二次的再来。
And because of these, the fulfillment of all these prophecies, we ask, will these others be fulfilled? Yes, they will when Jesus comes again.
上一个礼拜，我们跟大家读这个以赛亚书，其实跟弥迦书的经文很相似。他说，他必要在多国中施行审判，并且要将他们的刀打成犁头，将他们的枪打成镰刀。这个国不共打的，意思说全世界有和平。到现在为止，我们还没有看到全世界有这个和平。
We spoke last week about from a passage from Isaiah, and that has a lot of parallels with this verse in Micah 4:3, where it says, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks." Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. And that means that there is peace on earth, and we have not seen that yet.
所以我们看到了，圣经里面讲到耶稣的预言，第一次再来的预言，全部都按字面 literal fulfillment， 意思说每一个字都是按照字面来应验。来到后面的部分呢，讲到主耶稣第二次再来做国。统治世界，审判世界，而且有世界有完全的和平呢，这些都还没有应验，不代表它不会应验，而是说还没有应验。
Every prophecy about Jesus' first coming had been fulfilled, literally fulfilled. All these other prophecies that have not been fulfilled, it doesn't mean they aren't going to be fulfilled, they will be when Jesus comes again.
所以当我们知道主耶稣第一次再来的这个应许全部都实现，我们可以有把握第二次再来的应许也照样会实现。
And the fact that all these prophecies about Jesus' first coming have been fulfilled, it gives us confidence that all the other prophecies that have yet to be fulfilled will one day be.
所以呢，我们可以有这个盼望，将来主一定会再来，而且呢，他要统治这个世界，而且呢，将来会有公平，会有公义。这个是耶利米书23:5提到的。
This gives us hope that Jesus will indeed come one day, and he will reign on this earth, bring justice and righteousness in the land.
所以呢，我们可以很有把握说，第二主耶稣会再来呢，这是肯定的，而且呢，在以这个撒迦利亚书讲到说，他的脚呢，主耶稣的脚要站在橄榄山上，这件事情还没有实现。不过我们知道，他将来会有这件事情，一定会出现。
In Zechariah 14:4, it prophesies that one day Jesus' feet will touch, shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east. And this hasn't happened yet, but we have confidence that it will.
所以我们在思想什么题目呢？就是主耶稣第二次再来。
So today we're considering the second coming of Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣再来，怎么知道他再来？因为神的话，因为神通过先知预言主会第二次再来，而且呢，他的脚要站在这个橄榄山上，他要统治世界，世界有和平，有公义，而且全部呢都在神主耶稣的统治底下。
How do we know this is going to happen? Because the Bible says that he will come again. He will rule over the earth. His feet will touch the Mount of Olives. And he will bring justice and righteousness to this world.
So, 呢，我们要注意的就是主耶稣的话，神的话呢， 每一个字每一句话都应验。
We must notice or be aware of the fact that God's word, every word of it will be fulfilled.
所以我们第一件事情我们讲的就是主耶稣再来第一次，为什么这么肯定？因为是神的话，神的预言，直到他必然成就。
How are we so confident that this will take place? It is because it is God's own word that he prophesied.
第二呢，不但是神自己预言主耶稣会再来，主耶稣自己也预言他自己会再来。
Now it is not just God's word that prophesies of Jesus' second coming. Jesus himself prophesied.
我们大家很熟悉的就是约翰福音十四章第二节说 主耶稣自己说，我在我父家有许多住处，若是没有我早就告诉你，我去是为你们预备地方，如果我去，我必然再来见你到我们那里去。
This is a familiar verse to us all, John 14, 2 and 3. In verse 3, he says, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
除了主神自己通过先知的预言，主耶稣自己在世界上的时候呢，这三十三年在世界上，他自己也对门徒说，他必去为他预备地方去，他必然会再来。
So in addition to God speaking through the prophets of Jesus' coming, Jesus himself spoke about his own return.
那么主耶稣在马可福音十四章第六节六十二节讲到说，他说我就是你们必看到我从天降临，驾作云来降临。
In Mark, Jesus said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
所以你看到主耶稣自己也预言他自己从天会再一次降临。
Jesus himself said.That he will come down from heaven again.
马太福音二十四章二十五节，主耶稣自己在讲的时候，他说：“我早就告诉你们，人子降临的时候要是这样。”意思他说：“让我从二十五节念给你听。”他说：“看啊，我预先告诉你们的，若有人对你们说：‘看啊，基督在这旷野’，你们不要出去；或者说：‘看啊，基督在屋内’，你们也不要信。”因为闪电要从东边发出，直到西边，人子降临的时候也是这样。所以他说，你看这个天象呢，你就知道这个人子要降临。
Matthew 24 verse 25, he says, See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, Look, he is in the wilderness, do not go up. If they say, Look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man.
所以这边就是主耶稣自己也是这么说的。
And this is Jesus's own words.
来到启示录二十二章十九节，主耶稣也是这么说：“是的，我必快来。”那我们约翰说：“是的，主啊，我愿你来。”
In Revelation, Jesus says, "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.'"
所以这边给我们看见呢，第一呢。主神他自己预言，通过先知预言。第二，主耶稣自己的话说他要再来。第三呢，我们看到圣灵的话，就是圣灵通过使徒们讲出来的话，也是证明主必然再来。
And so we see God's words prophesying the second coming of Christ. We see Jesus himself proclaiming that he will come again. We now also see that the Holy Spirit through the apostles.
当然，我们讲到 Holy Spirit 的时候呢，是指圣经的话，圣经就是圣灵所启示的话。
And these are the Holy Spirit's words that are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们刚才跟大家读了这段圣经里面讲到彼得后书三章九节，讲到说主的日子像贼一样来到。
We see just now in Second Peter 3:9 that.The day of the Lord will come like a thief.
所以神的日子，主耶稣一定会再来，而且来的时候是像贼的日子。什么意思呢？是在我们想不到的时候，他突然间来到。
We know that the Lord is coming, but this verse tells us that He will come when we least expect it.
所以当你认为主不会再来的时候，你要特别小心。如果你认为他一定来，你一定知道不是这个时候。
And so, if you don't think Jesus is coming again, then you need to be careful. But if you think that He's coming now,Or he's coming on a specific date, then chances are that's not it.
马可福音十三章二十三十二节也是讲，他说主耶稣说到那日那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
In Mark it says, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
所以这边就告诉我们，如果有人说他知道那个日子，一定是假的。
This tells us that if a person claims it on a specific date Jesus is coming, it must be false. But if the world, the entire world believes that he is never coming, that's when you need to be watchful. So we see that Jesus spoke of his own coming. The Holy Spirit through the apostles spoke of his coming. We see in First Thessalonians 5, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them.
So 主的话说他会来，什么时候来呢？没有人知道。而且是当我们觉得平安稳妥的时候，最不可能的时候，他就会突然间出现。So
there is over and over the Bible tells us that he's coming, he's coming. And when people are most at peace and secure, that's when he will come.
而且主耶稣讲到说，如果他这样来的，在圣这个圣经里面，我们看到保罗通在哥林多前书告诉他说。 我们必须要等候主耶稣的显现。Paul
speaking, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says, so that you are not lacking any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗叫我们要等候。Paul
is telling us to wait and be expected.
保罗在腓立比书3章20节也是说要等候耶稣基督的再来。Paul
says this in the Philippians as well. He says we await a Savior.
所以在这边呢，我们看到不但是这样。 在哥罗西书也是一样，他说他当他显现的时候，我们也要跟他一起显现。He
says this again in Colossians when he says when Christ who is your life appears.
所以我们要预备主必然再来。And
so we need to be prepared that he is in fact coming back.
所以来到雅各书呢，雅各也是这样说，你们要忍耐，是等到主来，而且主的日子已经近了。In
James he says be patient therefore brothers until the coming of the Lord because he says The Lord is at hand.
那么彼得照样，我们跟大家讲，彼得也是说，你们要专心等候主再来的日子。This
verse we read just now says, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那么约翰也是讲到主来的时候，我们必然要像他。First
John it says, when he appears, we shall be like him.
所以我的问题是这样。So
this is my question.
我给你看了很多经文。
I've given you so many passages.
你信吗?
Do you believe?
你认为主会再来吗?
Do you think that the Lord's coming again?
如果你真的信主要来，请问你现在做什么?
If you truly believe it, let me ask you, what are you doing now?
你真的信他来吗?
Do you really believe he's coming?
如果你真的相信他来，你就自然会有行动。
If you truly believe he's coming, you will take action.
好像老师告诉学生。
It's like a teacher who tells his students,
等一下会有考试,
there will be an exam later on.
你信吗?
Do you believe?
如果你信,
if you believe, you will quickly start studying.
所以你会发现到在这里，我们看到主给我们看到一个很重要的事实，就是说神的话、耶稣的话、圣灵的话，通过神的话通过先知讲出来，主耶稣在世的时候他自己讲，然后圣灵通过使徒的话把它讲出来。请问你信不信？
God has given us all this evidence of His own word. He says Jesus will come. Jesus Himself says He will come again. And the Holy Spirit, through the inspired men of the Bible, said that He will come again. Do you believe?
我们该开始的时候给大家看到神的话一点的话都不能废弃。At
the start of this sermon, we said that not a jot or tittle of God's word will fail.
我们给大家看到神的话安定在天，firmly fixed in heaven。We
see that God's word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
而且我们给他看到第一次主再来的时候，每一个字、每一句话都是按照神的意思应验。And
in fact, we showed you that the prophecies of God, of Jesus' first coming, was fulfilled down to a literal translation.
你信吗?
Do you believe?
如果你真的相信的话，你一定要预备好这个考试，一定来的。If
you really believe, then you would be preparing for this test because it will come.
如果你一点都不做，就是说你不信。If
you are not doing anything, it shows that you do not actually
believe. 你的口头讲信，你的 知识想信都没有用，如果你没有行动，你的信是假的。
It is useless if your tongue proclaims it and you think it, but you do not act on it.
所以你真的相信呢，你一定要知道主必来，你必须要准备好。
If you truly believe, then you will be compelled to prepare for that day.
主再来重要吗？
Is the second coming of Christ
important? 非常重要，因为神自己说，耶稣说，圣灵也是说。
It's very important because God said so, Jesus said so, the Holy Spirit said so.
但是更重要还有一件事情是什么？主再来非常重要，因为世界必须要受审判。
But that's not all. God's word says that the judgment of the world is coming.
为什么呢？这个世界的罪恶呢，不可以不受审判。
Why? Because the sins of this world cannot go unpunished.
我们每一个人的心里都告诉我们，将来一定有审判。
Everyone's heart tells them that one day there will be judgment.
因为我们每一个人呢，刚才我们看到这里，每一个人呢，每一个人他心里都知道，看到罪恶没有得到惩罚的时候，他心里总是放不下。
Everyone has a heart that when he sees injustice not being judged or punished, he feels unjust.
所以每一个人心里都知道，将来一定有审判。如果没有审判，你就白白活了。
And you know in your heart that sin needs to be punished because if it is not, then you are living for nothing.
很多年前，我已经跟大家讲过这个故事。很多年前我跟大家讲过这个故事。我以前跟一个老太太传福音的时候
I've told you the story several times when years ago I spoke to an old lady.
她被判这个医生说她不能够。
And the doctor told her that she didn't have long to live.
那么她的女儿赶快叫我去跟她传福音。
And her daughter called me to ask me to share the gospel with her.
但是我在跟她谈的时候，我要问她到底她的生命，她到底她的生活，她的生命到底，她有关她的事情。
And so when I spoke to her, I wanted to ask her about her life.
那么我们发现她原来她从中国来，然后呢，她在这个地方呢非常。辛苦的养大他一家五口。
And she said that she had come from China and with a great hardship she raised an entire family.
那么她的丈夫是一个赌徒。
Her husband was a gambler.
结果把她的这个所有家产都浪费了。
And as a result of his gambling addiction, he gambled away the entire.
但是这个老太太呢，一手把这个家养大。
But this old lady single-handedly raised the family.
而且受过很多的苦。
And she went through a lot of hardship.
非常的贫苦当中，但是她成功的把孩子养大。
But in the midst of that hardship, she managed to feed and her children grew up.
那么她的女儿告诉我，当她这一生当中呢，做一件事情，就是她总是很良善的，就算被人欺负，她也忍气吞声，但是呢，她尽量的用良善来对待别人。
And despite being mistreated by people along the way, she had always been forgiving and kind.
所以我在跟这个老太太传福音的时候，我问她老太太，你相信不相信耶稣基督
？And so as I spoke to her, I asked her, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
她说我不信。
She said, "No."
那么我说这样的话，我问你，像你的一生人当中，你做了这么多，你受了这么多的委屈，你相不相信将来会有审判
？And so I asked her, "You've spent an entire life." You've been mistreated and things have been done wrong to you. Do you believe that one day these things will be judged?
她说我不信。
She says, no, I don't believe.
我说我不相信你的话。
I said to her, I don't believe what you're saying.
如果你说的是对的话呢，你一生里面受了这么多苦了，然后你不相信有审判，你不是白活吗？
And I said, I don't believe you because you've lived an entire life and you've borne the all this mistreatment.If there is no judgment, don't you think your life has been a waste?
他说你受过这么多苦，没有人给你伸冤，没有人给你伸这个还你应该有的公义。那么你一生你继续这样活，你不是很笨吗
？You spent a life not being treated fairly, and you had so much hardship. Don't you think it was silly of you to live that life?
他说你不是白白被人欺负吗？你没有人替你伸张正义。
Were you not?Is there no justice coming for all the things that have been done wrong to you?
你不是白白的活着，白白受苦，白白的被人欺负。
You had lived for nothing, you had suffered for nothing, you had been mistreated for nothing.
然后你用以善来生恶, 你让你的好来对待别人之后还是浪费, 不是你的一生全部都是浪费。
Not only that, when you were treated that way, you treated others fairly and kindly, isn't that even greater a waste?
他想了想, 他不要跟我讲话, 但是第二天, 突然间他来讲, 叫我回去。
She thought about it. And then she called me back the next day.
后来她说她信耶稣。
And then she said she wants to believe in Jesus.
我也是很惊讶，我笑，哎呀，不是我，你突然这样信，现在是我怕，不是你怕。
And I was shocked because I was wondering why all of a sudden she wants to believe.
因为我是一个小信的人，我不认为她不会信的。
Because I am a man of small faith, I didn't think she would come to know the Lord.
她突然间她信了，她说你讲的很有道理。
But suddenly she came to realization that and she said, if there's no God, why did I have to live this life? I could have lived it anyhow I wanted.
所以你看到每一个人心里，他说：“你的这样生活下去呢？你这样持守，说我一定要做对，我一定要做好，因为你知道将来有审判。”
But the fact that she soldiered on despite being mistreated, despite being treated unfairly, shows that she believes deep down inside that one day this will be judged.
就算今天没有人替你伸冤，没有人替你主持公道，没有人在替你说话，但是你知道将来一定有一个。 审判官来审判这个，不然的话呢，你不会持守下去。
And even though in this moment and in this life, nobody stands up for you, nobody speaks for you, justice is not served for you, you know that this one day will be judged. Otherwise, why would you continue to live the life that you're living?
如果说你心里面的确知道有神有审判，只是你口硬不肯承认。
You know in your heart that one day judgment is coming to the world, but in your mouth you refuse to admit it.
他想了想，是的，果然真的是有这件事情。
She thought about it and she said, "Yes, indeed, that is true."
我们不是这样吗？如果你认为你被人误会，你被人诬告，你很多时候不得这真理得不到伸张的时候，你能够持续下去，因为你相信将来一定会有审判。
Is that not true? Is that not true that when we are mistreated and treated unfairly, the reason we can go on is because we know that one day, someday, these sins will be judged.
如果将来没有审判，将来没有人主持公道，将来没有神的话，我们就随便活，都没有人管，反正都死了，是不是这样？
If there is no judgment coming, if there is no justice that will come to this world at some point, then why are we living the life we live? Why shouldn't we live any old way and die the same as everyone else?
你要杀人放火，什么都不管，反正大家都一起死，反正都一起死，都没有意义。
You can commit crimes and do whatever you want because all of us are going to die anyway and there's no meaning.
这什么意思呢?
So what's the meaning of life?
我猜想有些人一定很清高，说不是的，就算没有神，我也是有这样的这个道德水准。
But I suspect there will be people who stand on a moral high ground and say, no, even if there's no God, I will still maintain my moral standing.
像我只是给你一个建议，我说你很傻。
I can only say to you that you are very silly.
因为我向你表示敬意，不过你的生命呢，都是浪费。
Because your whole life has been lived as a waste.
如果没有法官，我们为什么好好活？为什么要受苦？反正你打我一巴掌，我打你两巴掌，反正都一起死嘛。
If there is no judge and no justice that's coming, why do we have to live moral lives? If we can fight all we want
because
but in your heart you know that a judge is coming. And perhaps your judge is called something else than my judge, but there is a judge that's coming.
你知道ABC是什么意思哦?
You know what ABC stands for, right?
Allah, Buddhist and Christ. Anyway, 你会注意到，他们心里总是有一个审判官，不管他是谁，但是他知道一定要有审判。如果没有审判呢，这个世界就没有意义。
The judge may be called or seen as a different person, but all will be judged eventually.
所以每一个人心里都知道，一定会有审判。
And so in the heart of heart, everyone knows and believes that there will be a judge.
其实主耶稣已经告诉我们，在约翰5章25节说，以后呢，将来主再来的时候呢，凡神在坟墓里面的人都能够听到神的声音，然后呢，神要呼召起来，他们要审判他们，然后要审判他们。
Jesus said in John, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
所以你看到吗？主会不会再来？他一定要再来，因为他必须要审判罪恶。如果没有主的话呢？没有审判呢？我们都是白活。
Is Jesus coming again? He must come again because sin needs to be punished and justice needs to be established.
如果你认为审判不重要呢，我为你感谢主，因为你的生命太过一帆风顺。当你尝到罪恶，你尝到被人诬告、被人误会、被人这个欺负的时候，你就知道这个非常重要。If
you think that justice doesn't need to be served, then you must be living a life that is really wonderful. But when one day you are faced with that mistreatment, when you're faced with that slander and that unfairness, you will want that justice to be served.
所以在这个犹大书第一章4节，他们讲到说，将来他要在众人面前神身上行审判，证明证实那一切不虔的人，他们所做的一切的事情。
We see in the book of Jude, in verse 15, to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
所以我们看到很多经文都告诉我们将来神要审判我们，将来神会有来这个要来审判世界，很多经文告诉我们主必然再来。
There's passage after passage in the Bible that tell us that Jesus is coming again and that Jesus will come to judge sin.
所以我们知道主再来重要吗？
And so we ask, is the coming of Christ important?
主再来是非常的重要。
It is extremely important.
因为神自己说的，因为耶稣说的，因为圣灵也说。
Because God said it, because Jesus Himself said it, because the Holy Spirit said it.
而且呢，这个世界主再来很重要，因为这个世界必须要受到审判。In
fact, it is important that we understand the second coming of Christ because the world is going to be judged.
当然，最后还有一个就是主再来呢，很重要，因为主必须要审判罪恶。It
is important because Jesus is coming to judge evil.
因为我们知道罪恶，如果你相信有神，也相信有鬼，也有这个撒旦的存在。那么最后呢，撒旦必须要受到惩治，不然的话呢，神就不是公义的神。And
if you believe there's God, you believe that there is the devil and his minions, and the devil must one day be judged for the things that he has done.
那么圣经里面也是给我们看到。 他的确是受到将来呢，神要把这个撒旦关在这个火湖里面，是在这个启示录20章那边提到。And
the Bible itself tells us in Revelation 20 that the dragon will be seized, the ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and he will be bound for 1,000 years.
所以我们看到这个是主再来是一个非常重要的一个话题。
So we see that the subject of the second coming of Christ is such an important one.
最后一个就是主再来非常对我们非常重要，因为将来呢，我们今天所做的一切呢，主必来奖赏。Yet
another reason is important is because when the Lord comes again, He will reward His believers.
为什么我们要持守？
Why do we have to stand firm?
我们为什么要行善？
Why do we have to do good deeds?
为什么我们要听主的话?
Why do we have to listen to God's word?
什么使到我们在恶劣的环境当中能够持守到底?
Especially when it is in the toughest of times that we're able to stand firm.
因为我们知道主将来必然按照我们给我们他的奖赏。
It is because at the end of at the finishing line we know that Jesus will reward us.
所以我们能够持守下去。
And that is why we can continue on.
当然，我们看到圣经里面《哥林多前书》讲到说，将来呢， 他要用火来审判世界的时候，有金银宝石，这个草木禾秸，将来这些一切的工程呢，神都要用火来，而且能够、那些工程得以存在的话呢，就可以能够可以得到奖赏。
We see in 1 Corinthians as Paul talks about how the fire will one day consume everything. He says in verse 14 that if the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. So let me ask you a question. Is the second coming of Christ important? If it is not important, then we don't have to live the lives that we currently do.
我们可以随便放纵，怎么样做都可以，反正到头来都是一场空。
We can do whatever we want because at the end of the day, it is emptiness.
如果主没有主持公义，恶人总是得逞，这人总是我们总是被欺负，到头来还是一样死，这样人生哪里有意义？
If Jesus is not coming to establish justice, then the evildoer will always succeed, we will always, the others will always be bullied into submission, and there is no justice at all. And what is the meaning of life? Where is that justice? But you know in your heart that there is a God that will come and judge and will establish justice. Most importantly, you know that God's word has already prophesied that Jesus will come again.
如果主再来，请问你怎么样预备？
If he is indeed coming back, how are you preparing?
主再来的时候，他会怎么样来统治这个世界呢？
How will he have dominion over the earth?
他怎么样来实行他的审判呢？
How will he mete out his judgment?
这些呢，都记载在圣经里面。
All of this is recorded in the Bible.
早上我们跟大家思想的时候，我们在讲到说将来的事情，中国人说将来我不知道，不知生焉知死，就是孔子所讲的。
We talked this morning about looking into the future and then speaking of things of the future. The Chinese person might say, well, I can't even see in the future.
所以问题是这样，如果不知道将来，不知生焉知死，不知道现在怎么知道将来，那么其实基本上是我们应该是，如果你不知道将来，你就根本不知道现在应该怎么样活。
And while the saying is, I don't know what's happening today, how will I know what's happening in the future? What we really should be saying is, because we know the future, we should know today.
所以就好像刚才我们早上提到，一个学生如果不知道要考什么，他现在怎么预备？
It's like the example of the student and the exam. If he doesn't know what will be tested upon, how will he prepare?
将来神要怎么样考你，现在我才懂得怎么样预备。
If you know how Jesus will test you or judge you in the end, now I can prepare for it.
所以我们可以讲说，不知焉知死，不知死焉知生，就是说我们知道主这样考我们，主的标准是这样，我现在懂得怎么样预备自己。
And so if we know what the standard is, and we know how we will be judged at the end when Jesus comes back, we can now prepare ourselves for that.
所以我们就懂得现在怎么样活。
We can now know how to live.
我们怎么样预备自己来朝见主。
We know how then to prepare ourselves to see Jesus.
而且刚才我们在读我们回去看彼得后书那边讲到说，主的日子好像贼一样的来到。
Moreover, as we saw in 2 Peter, Peter says that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
像贼一样来到，就是我们完全不知道贼什么时候会来，他突然间来到。
And you do not know when a thief will show up. He shows up unannounced.
所以当我们这样主这样贼不知道什么时候，我什么时候预备，我随时都预备。他如果来的时候，我们一定懂得怎么样防他。
So how do I prepare for something I don't know is going to happen, or I don't know when something is going to happen? I'm constantly prepared for that moment.
所以我们要准备好自己，预备主再来，我们才不会被吓到。
And so we need to be prepared so that we're not caught unexpected.
但是我们要预备，我们要给我们的孩子预备。
Not only is it to prepare ourselves, but to prepare our children.
使到他们能够安然见主。
That they might be ready and assuredly meeting Jesus.
请问主什么时候来？
When will Jesus come again?
现在,
now?
明天,
tomorrow?
后天,
the day after?
明年,
next year?
不知道,
we don't know.
不知道我们就随时都预备好,
and if we don't know, then we must always be prepared.
所以意思说我们现在要懂得如何预备好随时主来的时候呢你不会发现你自己还没有准备好。
And if we are prepared when Jesus comes again, you will not find yourself unprepared.
当我们现在我们开始讲这个主再来的重要，我们会继续讲下去，讲到有关这个末世论，整个主再来圣经里面的教导。
We will follow on from here in the coming weeks to consider and talk about the last days and what the Bible teaches us on this subject.
所以这个 eschatology 就是讲到末世论的时候呢，我们会讲到主再来的时候，主再来的预备，主再来的这个一些象征等等。所以我们将来我们不会每一个周都讲，不过我们会按照不断我们会继续讲下去。那么我们盼望我们能够预备好主再来的这个事情。
And we will consider, we will talk about this eschatology and how we might be able to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ and other aspects of eschatology. We may not do it every week, but this will be a common, a running topic.
彼得后书在彼得离开世界的时候讲了三件事情。
In 2 Peter, just as Peter was preparing to leave this world, he said three things.
他临死之前讲三件事情，三件事情非常重要。第一件就是讲到我们要不断的成长，在灵性上面不断的成长。
He said that we need to continue to grow and be mature spiritually.
第二呢，他讲到我们要小心防备假先知。
Two, he said we need to watch out for false teachers.
第三，他讲到说我们要预备好朝见主。
Three, he said we need to watch out for the return of our Lord.
所以那个问题是，请问你预备好朝见主了没有？
And the question to you is, are you prepared?
所以我们盼望我们随时预备好，我们就不会以至于羞愧。
So we pray that we will be constantly prepared, that we might not be found, that we might not be ashamed when Jesus comes.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
So let us close in prayer.